Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the duck?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
You light on this, like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
So what will you do, though? So, if you cook your pan.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
In the scope of the universe, in the scope of this universe, how is that, what, how does that even matter?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
G Show, July 23rd, 2016. Glad you found us here on the Blog Talk Radio Station. This is MG. There's a power again. Somebody got a bottle gun. The power's going out again. All right. Anyway, I'm joined each and every show. He's capable. He's funny. GG, how you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
This is ridiculous. In and out power. What the hell's going on? How much rain can be up there? I mean, rain yourself out. Look at the thunder out there. Look at this. Anyway, well, we're glad you joined us here today and spend a little bit of your Saturday with us. Let's get some business out of the way. You can reach us on the phone, 619-393-6728. That's 619-393-6728. You can hit the one button, and that gets you onto the show. We're also in the chat room. We're both in there. blogtalkradio.com/2Gs. That's the number 2GS.com. There we are. All right, brother. Stuck in a thunderstorm here. Good thing I got battery backup over here. Otherwise, I'd be out. That show will be over right now. What do you got?
All right. Right now, it's nice to be over here. Nice and sunny. Well, before we get going on the show there, bro, of course, we lost a couple people this week. One was coached the Minnesota Vikings for like 8 years or about 10 years, mostly playoffs. Then he went to the Arizona Cardinals, and everybody remembers this.
Four picks against Grossman and two fumbles. What did you see about the Bears? We shut them down that way.
No, the Bears are what we thought they were. What we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. That's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Well, of course, that was a little rant by Dennis Green, who was a good coach. I would say a real good coach. He was the coach of the Minnesota Vikings when, I forgot who, I think it was Gary Anderson, who hasn't missed a kick all year. gimme kick to get to the Super Bowl and missed, and the Falcons came down and tied the game up and went on to go to the Super Bowl, the Falcons. And then, of course, he went up against the Giants in that other championship game, and the Giants, you know, beat him bad. You know, that was in 2000. Oh, but Dennis Green died of either a heart attack or something like that at the age. He was only 67 years old. And so our condolences go out to the Green family also. Let's listen to these things first. Superpowers. Of course, the production's not really that good. Here we go. you know, African American coaches in college. There wasn't that many when he was there, and of course in the NFL. And I'm colorblind. I just see them as coaches. You know what I mean? I don't see it that way until somebody brings it up to me.
Know.
Oh yeah, he was you know, one of the first ones ever, and you know, there was maybe in the top schools he was maybe one or two black coaches ever. And, you know, when he started out, I mean, it's not that great.
He started college, right?
Yeah, he started in college. You know, Stanford. Mm-hmm. I think he was. He was at, I think, Northwestern, and I think one of those schools where they stunk for years, and they won like three games one year, and they gave him Coach of the Year. That's how bad that Northwestern, I think it was at the time, and he turned that around. Stanford, he was at. He was, you know, he was one of the good ones. Couldn't get it over the hump. Couldn't get to the, you know, win the Super Bowl, but. He had some great Minnesota teams, you know, instrumental in who's that, you know, that one receiver there, that great receiver that played for Minnesota there and then went to New England.
Yeah.
You know,
I know you're talking about, yeah, the black guy there.
You know his name, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I know Northwestern, you don't hear much about that. It's Mike Greeny there, his school. But all right there, brother. Well, I want to give, I don't get what I want whenever I pick, but I got to say congratulations to Donald J. Trump, who won the Republican nomination, and nobody thought, even myself, and I liked him, when he came down the escalator in June of last year, nobody thought this guy could have even a remote chance of, you know, getting the nomination. Nobody. I loved him because he was brash. He said it like it is, and we need that. He beat 17 seasoned politicians, governors, senators. He beat them all. And so I got to say, I'm glad that he got the nomination. I don't have any kids. I don't have any grandkids. But I tell you, this election is one of the most important since 1980. This is crucial. Clinton gets in there, we're in trouble. I mean, but this Donald Trump tells it like it is. He supports the police, brother. Every time, I put it on my Facebook, Dead Pie Season. Every time he goes to a meeting, brother, when he's about to leave on the airstrip, he takes the time to shake every police officer's hand and take as many pictures as they want. We need that kind of leader who supports the police. Okay, brother? I mean, this terrorist stuff is ridiculous. I don't know if he can stop it, but we need somebody out there who's strong, who's going to stand up for America. Enough of these illegal immigrants. Clinton wants to send 550,000 more Syrian refugees into this country. We got to seal the border. I mean, America first. Enough of these trade deals. Manufacturing jobs are done. So we need Donald Trump. And I hope that he can beat the Clinton machine. So I'm on board. He's not perfect, but I think this is the kind of guy we need right now, a non-politician to get in there and shake things up. So congratulations to Donald J. Trump. And his kids, brother, real quick. If they would have found dirt on these kids, they would have did it by now. These kids are unbelievable. They're so polite. I mean, they're so successful. They're unbelievable, these kids. I wish Donald Jr. would run. I love those kids. So that's my take on Trump. Any thoughts on that, brother?
Well, you just took the words out of my mouth because the first thing I was going to tell you when you got done there was that I was impressed with Junior. I mean, Don, I mean, you'd think he was a polisher, you know, been in the business for a long time, this politician thing. I mean, a smooth talker, real good. I mean, he, and the daughter there at the end, I mean, they've never done this before. It's just tremendous,
no.
You know what I mean? Give a little take on the wife there who stole something, but
they did her disservice. Whoever the speech writers were, they did her a disservice. You know, I mean, they did her a disservice, but it was a great speech, and
I was just gonna say, you know, when Donald Trump first started, I think he's not gonna win, but it got me interested in watching and listening because, you know, I'll be honest with you, I've been a little lacking in the politics every year after year.
No,
I have to admit, I do my voting. Don't get me wrong. I vote. I do my say. I vote. But a lot of times
you don't follow it day to day. Yeah.
I don't follow that. I have no idea what they're talking about with the delegates and the caucuses and all. I have no idea what they're they got so many of them. Nothing. I know absolutely nothing, to be honest with you. But he made it interesting, Donald Trump. Okay? Because no matter what he did or no matter what he said, I mean, every time, as we said on the show, he gained points because he was wide open. You know, you knew where he's coming from. Nothing is hidden.
Nope.
And you need a guy like this. And I remember a movie that I watched called The Candidate, where it's a little different than this because they had a nice guy, Robert Redford, looked good. You know, they had a publicity machine. And he got all the way to the end, and they finally elect him. And then they all look at each other and go, what do we do now? And that's what I figured Donald Trump was going to do. You know what I mean? Get all the way there because he's not a politician. And there's so much crap going on in this world right now. But after his speech, I mean, I couldn't see him that way. He actually became a politician for that speech and laid everything out on the line. And it reminds me maybe when Ronald Reagan was going to come aboard and how, you know, with the hostages and how quickly they gave him up as soon as Ronald Reagan came because he had that fear factor.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what maybe we need now is to get on the offense, not the defense, offensive, and have some kind of fear factor and get this world straight.
Did you listen to the speech, brother? It was a long speech. Did you listen to it?
I listened to the whole thing.
Yeah. And I would say this whole thing. They talk about these, you know, women and the Republicans against them, the black. You look at the Trump Organization. I know why Ivanka brought this up. He has more women executives than men executives in his company, Trump Organization. And they all get equal pay. He was the first one in the 1980s when he was building Trump Tower. A woman was in charge of the whole operation. Unheard of. Okay? The Clinton Organization and the White House, the women don't make the same amount of money. And they talk about the blacks. I mean, you look at some really great black people out there who work hard. Ben Carson, he had no money. But they want these victims. They're all victims, the Black Lives Matter. I mean, they're out there just to cause trouble. They're not out there because, you know, they're trying to change anything. America is not a racist country. There are racist people in the world and in the country. But America as a whole are like you, me, and our family. Who cares what color you are? You do a good job. You're a good person. You're a friend of ours or you work good. That's it. America's made a lot of mistakes. Slavery, the civil, but we correct it and we get better and we get better and better. I am telling you, I don't believe America as a whole is a racist country. I think you have no matter who you are, if you work hard, you can be successful, no matter what color, no matter what. And they always paint the Republicans as anti-woman, anti-minorities. You know, we want dirty water. We want to push granny off the cliff. I'm so sick of that narrative. It's ridiculous. And look at Trump, the convention. Police officers up there. Mayor Giuliani up there. Watch the Democrats. They have all these Black Lives Matter people up there. Big difference, brother.
You couldn't say it any better than that. I mean, I kind of believe it. You know, there are, of course, racists in the country. But overall, we're working alongside each other now. I mean, things are tremendous. And sometimes, you know, when things are going on like this, I have to blame the leaders who let things fester like riots in our cities. You know, instead of coming out and getting there and just down, you know, stop them. You know, you don't hear about that. You just let. I don't understand why you see somebody burning a building and you just let them burn the building.
I know.
You get out of the way and you let it happen. You know, I can't understand that. But,
I'm with you 100%, brother.
Listen, we all know that Donald Trump has done some things, too. I mean, let's not paint him as a saint. I mean, a lot of bankrupt stuff, a lot of things that he didn't come true for, that he said he was. But we all have stuff in our closet. But overall, I think we need a guy out of that. No, we don't need a politician anymore. We don't need anybody sweet. It's a tough world out there, and we got to get tougher. And I think he might be the guy, to lead us. I'm not a Clinton fan. I hate when you have the same family, the same people in there. Nothing gets done.
Bernie Sanders.
It's
Bernie Sanders won more than she did, but it's so corrupt that she can't beat. That's why I don't think she's going to win. You can't beat that Clinton machine. I'm sorry, Obama did it, but you can't beat that Clinton machine. They're so corrupt, it's disgusting.
The money that, and when he spelled out everything that went wrong, you go, oh, wait a minute. You don't realize how much went wrong because it happens 1 year and not the next and then maybe the next year. But when you put it all together, what a bad job they've done between Obama and all them. What a bad job it's been, you know.
Terrible. And every time you criticize, people think you're just being racist. I could care less. I hate Carter. Barack Obama did what he wanted to do. He surrounded himself. He's a Muslim. He surrounded himself. But people, he doesn't love America. Like when Michelle Obama says, oh, this is the first time I'm proud. They don't love America like we love America. They want to diminish America. But brother, we spent a lot of time on this. Well, plenty of time on politics. I don't think you mind if we move on a little bit because we're running out of time. Let's do a little baseball. Let's move a little bit from politics. Baseball or football, brother? What do you want to talk about a little bit? A little baseball or a little football?
Well, first of all, I want to say something. I don't know how you feel. You know me. When somebody does something wrong, I don't want them anywhere near sports anymore. I don't think they deserve it. You know, I'm talking about, you know, allegedly with the Winston, with the rape that he got away with, you know, allegedly, and Michael Vick, but Ray Rice now with his domestic abuse. But I don't know. Somehow I feel different with this Ray Rice, even though he's not going to come back because his talent's diminished. And that's the real reason why he doesn't get a break. He doesn't realize he only ran for like 3-point-something yards this last year before this all came out. But this guy looks like he's sorry for what he did. I mean, you got to have second chances. There's nothing like this Greg Hardy, who has no remorse, doesn't think he did anything wrong, and got a job with the freaking Dallas Cowboys and the Jaguars, who even talking with him, was a disgrace that the Jaguars that were even accepting to give this guy a job. And this Ray Rice can't come back, and he also said he'll give up his whole paycheck this year to domestic violence programs and stuff. Oh, I kind of lean in where I think maybe Ray Rice does deserve a second chance to come back if everybody else got one. At least he showed some kind of remorse of what he'd done.
But I kind of agree with you more on this. Now, maybe because, you know, Ray Rice got caught. Maybe if he didn't have the video. But let me just say this. I believe it. I don't know this for true. I could be wrong. I don't even know Ray Rice. I never met the guy. I really believe my whole heart. Again, I could be wrong, that he really regrets and feels real remorse for what happened. And his wife is still with him. Terrible thing. But Hardy, I'm with you 100%. There could be a video of him. He could care less. He could care less, this is only my opinion. And yet he gets more chances. I mean, Reyes. I mean, he got charged. Ray, I mean, Ray Rice should have gotten, I believe, another chance. But you're right, maybe his skills have diminished. But I changed my mind on it. I think he really has remorse. Again, I could be wrong. It's just my opinion.
Yeah, that's how how I hate. You beat a woman, your child, or something, or you cause any harm to women. You know, you disgust me. But for some reason, I don't know why, but he shows, as I said, he shows remorse, and I thought he should have had a second chance. He won't get it because, overall, the real reason I think he doesn't come back is because of his skills. But you think he'd be in a camp somewhere, something, to sit, you know what I mean? But he can't even get a sniff, and I don't think he'll ever be back.
No, I agree with you. Even like you talk about women, even with the animals. I mean, they're not human beings.
Yeah.
But what Vic did, and he came back. So I don't agree with it. I think if you do something like that, you shouldn't come back. I'm with you, but they give other people a chance. And I think someone like Ray Rice, who I think really did, because we have a video of it. I think
one quick thing on that, Ray Rice. Even domestic abuse women in their programs asked the NFL to take them back.
I wish someone would give him a chance. I do,
yeah.
Brother. And that says a lot if they say that, right? That says a lot.
That means a lot because I never believe they ever done anything like that where they actually defended a person who causes domestic violence.
I mean, it's just because they had a video of it. They had a video of other things, and you're right about that. And it's a horrible thing. It was a terrible thing. Horrible. But his wife stood with them. And, you know, but I wish someone would just give him a chance. But it's all about money in the NFL. Hardy doesn't deserve a chance, but people think that it can help him, they're going to get him. Ray Rice, in our opinion, deserves another chance. But if his skills are not there, no one's going to just, you know, take him on. So, all right, but we're getting out of the end here. But we still have a little time. We can keep football, or we can switch over to baseball. Spin the wheel, brother. What do you want to talk about?
Well, first of all, let's. I'm talking about the Yankees now. You know, this is. I don't know if I'm caught in it. I don't know if I want them to get rid of anybody. You know, because you know me. Optimistic all the way. I think they could go to the playoffs. But they need the three guys on the back end, and they're looking to get rid of somebody. But if they can get rid of one of the guys and get somebody good that'll help them hit the freaking ball, and they still have Patanzas and maybe Miller or one of them, then they have a shot because they really need somebody who can hit right now. I mean, they're puking. I couldn't believe this, that the Yankees are 29th in the league in scoring and runs, I think, with runners in scoring position. And I didn't believe this, but the Mets are last. Both New York teams are 29th.
That. Yeah.
So, I didn't think the Mets were that bad. You know, I'm not following that close. Watching the Yankee games, it's just annoying.
Brother, as an outsider, I'm just being, I mean, I know you're a true fan. The Yankees, you say you never sell. But you got to look towards the future. They're not, I know that division, maybe it's still up for grabs, the wild card is still in it. It's not a good team, brother. They're not going to win the World Series. That's all the ultimate goal for the Yankees, or any team. If you think it could get better this year.
Go back a couple of years ago, brother, with the Boston Red Sox.
I don't want to hear 95.
A couple of years when the Red Sox won the World Series against the Cardinals. They were the worst team ever. They came from last place, they went away, and then they're going last place again. Anything is possible
once you get in. Okay. All right. You might, you know, maybe right. I don't see it as an outsider. I just think that there's too many strong teams out there right now. I don't think the Yankees. The pitching is inconsistent. The hitting, like you just told me, 29th. They're old. I don't see it. But and I told you the Mets were going to come in third place. I'm standing by that. Not a good team. Not a good team. You can't win by the home run. I mean, they got Loney at first base. I mean, nobody wanted this guy. All of a sudden, he's low. I mean, come on. It's just a joke. All right, brother. Well, we're getting down to the end here. Quick show. It was pretty fast.
Just quickly with your Loney guy there. The reason why, if he was on a good team, he's a good ball player. But he's on the Rays and the, you know, where there's no hitting. You know, I know he came from the Dodgers, but that's the problem with Loney. He's a decent ball player, but you got to have better pieces around him.
Where did he come from, the Dodgers first and then the Rays and then San Diego, or did he go from the Rays system to the Dodgers?
Yeah, he was in the Rays last time around, and then he's to the Mets.
Yeah, so when was he with the Dodgers? Like, I thought he was with San Diego, and they released him. I mean,
he
started with the Rays?
He came up with the Dodgers.
Oh, okay. All right, brother. Let's get down. 90 seconds. Final thoughts.
I hope anybody see that the trailer I put out there for The Walking Dead and Fear of the Walking Dead. Both of them. I can't wait now. They got me going. You know what I mean? I can't wait to find out who the hell is dying on the show. I think it's still going to be Glenn, but we'll see. Anyway, thanks for everybody listening. Around the world, wherever you're listening to, we do appreciate it. And tell your friends about the show. Brother, good job again there. And adios, muchachos. And everybody, take it easy.
All right. Well, we'll be off next week. We'll be back first week of August. Hopefully, we'll be back on our regular schedule. So tell your friends about it. Everyone listening on demand out there, you know, try to listen live if you can and get on the show. Brother, excellent job. So we'll be back in 2 weeks. So tell everyone about it. So for GG, this is MG. This is Dave Mason. Good night, America.
about the women, the booze that I've been drinking, days that I've been spinning. Something is missing.